point of the side of the Mizbeach. No, it means on the top of the Mizbeach. You have to sprinkle the dam, all seven of them, on top of the Mizbeach. Aguf of the Mizbeach, the Tziv, who gets them on Shemayim L'toyim. Rashi, Aguf of the Mizbeach, Al Gagra, on the top of the Mizbeach. O my Lashon Tirui, Al Shem Shemetayiru Mefana Akteris, She Nisraf Ola Baboykim, V'chayseyo Eloch V'yelech, O Mazze Al Mokim Hagiloi, Kedersiv, Uchetzem HaShemayim L'toyer K'mal L'tor. In other words, you have to clean out the top part of the Mizbeach, to get a clean place there, and you Mazze the Dam on the clean place of the Mizbeach itself. That's what the Pasuk means. But all seven Zrikas were done on the top of the Mizbeach. Tir Rosh Mizbeach means a clean portion on the top of the Mizbeach. So that's the terrace. Therefore, we never find a Zrikas Adam that half of it is on the bottom part of the Mizbeach and half on top. So therefore, the Korban Atomid, even though the Torah gave the Hekesh to Chatis, and that's why the second Zrikas were doing two Zrikas like a Chatis, but both those Zrikas have to be Lamata, on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Because since the first Zrikas of the Korban Oila was done Lamata, who are then the last two also has to be Lamata? We never have a Korban that half the Zrikas are Lamala and half are Lamata. For the Gemara now, my shana the yoy of oil liberation for the yoy of the chatas. Look, good, you have a hekesh now that a korban atomet has two dinim to it. It's a korban oila, but there's also a din hekesh to a korban chatas. So what are we saying? First, go and do the korban oila, do one zrik at the first corner that hits both sides, and then you go to the other side and do two separate zrikis. So we're doing first the ma'isa oila and then the ma'isa chatas. For the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe first do the ma'isa chatas and then do the ma'isa oila. It's Maishna the Yoy of Oyla Bresha. First you're doing one Zrika to one corner. For her the Yoy of the Chatis, and then you do two Zrikas. Nase Bresha the Chatis. Maybe first do the two Zrikas on the two sides to be Eitz the Din Chatis. For her the Nase of the Oyla. And then you do the Korban Oyla to one Zrika at the corner. And the Gemara Poshid. Kivan the Oyla who, since the Korban Atomid is a Korban Oyla, that's the Ikra of the Korban, he Kodma Bresha. That's the Svav Shita. First, you have to do the Zrika al Soteres Oila. Therefore, you first have to come to the Mizrachas Dreimus. And you first come to the Mizrachas Dreimus, you make one Zrika here, and this one Zrika goes on both sides. That's called Achash Yishtayim, like a Korban Oila. And then you go to the other side, Dreimus Mizrachas, and then you do the Maisa of Achatis. Fred Gemara now. O Maishna Diyoyiv Mizrachas Svainis, O Maravis Dreimus. How come these are the two corners that we put the Zrikas Adam in? First we do the Mizrachis Svainis, and then we do the Maravis Droimis. How come these two? Why not the opposite two? Nasev Droimis Mizrachis, let's do Dorim Mizrachite, for Hodat Svainis Maravis, and then do Svainis Maravis. You do the opposite corners. And the Gemara Amri tells it like this. Oila Tuna Yisoid. The Korban Oila, the Zrikas Adam, had to be on the side, on the corner, that has the Yisoy to it. The Yisoy, the bottom, the foundation of the Mizbeach, came out of Nama. On most sides of the Mizbeach, the bottom foundation came out of Nama, it went up in Nama, then it went indentioned in Nama, then it went up again. So that bottom Am was called the Yisoy. Now the Korban Oila, the Zrika, has to be on the Yisoy that has the Yisoy, because the Dam has to drip down to the Yisoy. Now, Oila Tuni Yisoy. The Karen Droimis Mizrachas the Hevelo Yisoid. That corner, the Mizrachas Droimis, did not have a Yisoid. Therefore, you can't make a Zrika on the Droimis Mizrachas. Therefore, the Zrikas had to be on the opposite corners, so you had to do the other ones. You had to do the Mizrachas Svainis, and you had to do the Maravis Droimis. But you can't do the Droimis Mizrachas, because that did not have a Yisoid. For the Gemara now, Maishna Diyoye Bereisha Mizrachas Svainis, how come first we put on the Mizrach Tzofen side, how can we do it first on this corner here? For Hod the Maravis Droimis, and then we go to the Marav Durim side, and the Gemara, for the Markasha, Nase Bereisha Maravis Droimis, why don't you first walk to the other side, and do the Maisoila on the Maravis Droimis side, on the west-south side, for Hod the Mizrach Tzofenis, and then you go to the east-north side. And for the Gemara, Kivan the Yamamar, since we learned that Kol Pinoi Sha'ata Poina, whenever you're walking someplace and you have to turn, always turn right first. You always give cover to your right side first. Therefore, the Mizrach Bereisha, Behu Poga. Therefore, when you walk up the Mizbeach, the plank of the Mizbeach was all the way on the Durham side. So you used to walk up the plank here. When you walk up the plank, if you make a right turn, that's the Mizrachis. So you reach this corner first, that's why this corner you had to come first. You walked up the Mizbeach here, and the right turn, you come to the Mizrach side. That's why the Mizrach Droimis, that was the first Zrika you made. That was the first corner you would meet. The Zrach is Svainis here. For the Mora, Umimai de Boilahu, to come a Rachmona of it lay my Sechatis. How do we know this Hekesh here is telling us that the Korban HaTomid, the Oila, has a Din Chatis to it? How do we know to learn out the Din Chatis applies to the Korban HaTomid? For Dilma, maybe just the opposite way. For Dilma, V'chatis, who to come Rachmona of it bo Maisa Oila. Maybe the Pasuk is saying that this Chatis we're talking about, V'chatis has a Din Korban Oila to it. A Korban Oila, even the Korban HaTomid, is always a regular Korban Oila. You make the regular only Shtayim Shem Arba. Either the Pasuk has a Hekesh, maybe the Hekesh goes that the Korban Chatis has a Din Korban Oila on it. And the Gemara loy talk about it, that you can't say. The Pasuk says, Al Oila Satomid Yasev Niskoi, is my Komarachmona, Midi the Chatis Shadia Oila. It says, Al Oila Satomid Yasev Niskoi, means the Korban Atomid should be done like that one, like the Korban Chatis. So the Pasuk is saying that take the Din Chatis and put it upon the Korban Atomid. That's Poshup Shot in the Pasuk. Shash Loisak Rabbisiv, Lachatis Al Oilas. It says, Lachatis Al Oilas. Mashma, the Din Chatis goes upon the Korban Oila, on the Korban Atomid, and not the opposite way around. Therefore, it's good, that's where we dashin. That's of Shimon Ben Ishmitzbez Drosha to say that Yafter, by this Korban Atomid, it has two dinim to it. First, it has a Zrika like a Korban Oila, you do a Shtayim, Shehem, you do Achash Shem Shtayim, one Zrika that goes on two sides, and the other corner, there you have to make two separate Zrikas like a Maisa Chatis. But it's not awesome. Learn the Mishnah in Tomit. Om Malahem Amamuna. The Mamuna used to say, Tzu Veheviyo Tle Mileshkas Beis Atloyim. Go in the morning, you have to be in Korban Atomid. Go find yourself a Tle, a little sheep. Go find yourself Mileshkas Beis Atloyim. From this room called Mileshkas Beis Atloyim, that's what used to have the sheep. Trashi Mamuna means who has gone. Veheviyo Lutomid. Mileshkas Atloyim. Show you Atloyim Shom. Mubukarim, all checked out already. Kiritnan. Ein poischim mishisha tloyim hamuvukorim v'lishkas tloyim. You always had to have at least six tloyim checked out already to be used. Can't have less than six. So that's what the Mamunis say. Go to the lishkas beis tloyim. For the more about the lishkas tloyim hoiso the miktsoya tzvenis marovis. I this room where they had the tloyim was on the north west side. The arba lishkas hayisham and there were four different lishkas there. Achas was lishkas tloyim. That was one true. V'yachas lishkas achasomis. They used to keep the receipts they had there. V'yachas lishkas beis hamukud. Once was time where they keep the eitzim for the burning of the fire. V'yachas lishkas shoysim bo lechem upon him. And one was lishkas they made the lechem upon him. Shrashi v'aloi. K'moi v'rehi b'mokim pleni. No, it's not yes nakasha. It's just explaining to tell us where that room was. You know where that room was where had the tloyim was near these four rooms altogether. The miktsoye was svenis marovis. Shel beis hamukud. Show your tracklin God was a big room there. For your masikim boy madurus gderlis, they had a lot of fires going on there. Lischamim shom kahanim. There the kahanim would heap themselves up. Shaokim yechofim aritz pas azorim. Shohaya shol shayis. They used to walk barefoot the whole day because they couldn't have a chatzitza between their feet and the floor, and the floor was made out of marble, so it was very cold. So they used to get cold. So they went into the special room called the lishkas beis hamukud. It's not a room stamped to keep the wood for the baruchis. But a special bias, there was always a fire there. And there were rooms opening up one to the other. Psuchas the tracting, katan the kamon. There were four different rooms there. But Alan Hamiksois, Hakat Lishka Tloyim, and that was one. Then another one was Lishkas Chesomis, Shemanich and Shom Chesomis Lakeh Siltois, on the Schayim Minamigdish, Bedomin, Kadam Sechtishkolim. That we had a Masech Tishkolim, Dalad Chasam Masoyi B'Migdosh, V'yekosav Aleyim Egel Gedi Zorcha Choytem, V'yitzimone Kevis V'yayil. You went to buy, you're in the soccer from the Gizbor, you went to one Gizbor, you gave him the money, and he gave you a receipt, and you took the receipt, and you went to another Gizbor, and he would give you the actual flour and the yayin. So that was a special Lishka where they had the Chasamas there. So the kids in this corner, they have these four Lishkois, so it's good, so we used to tell the Mamuna, the Skan, you used to tell the Kayin, go and get yourself a tlip. For the Mara Minu, I have a kasha now. Arba lishchoyis hoyu lebeis hamukid. There were four different rooms for the beis hamukid where they had the fire going the whole time to keep the kahanim warm. Kiktuniyos, like a small room, Apsuchas Latraklin, opening up into a big room. Shtayim Bakoidish, two of these rooms were in, open up into the Beis Hamikdash, had Kedusha to it. Ushtayim Bechol, and two of them, like were opening up outside, was like Chol, did not have Kedusha to it. Veroshe Pisposin Mavdilin, Bein Koidish to Chol. And like Rashi says, Veroshe Pisposin means Chatichas Eitzim, there were pieces of wood, Mavdilin Lesimin, they were put there for a sign, Bemokim Hamafsik Ben Koidish to Chol, in the dividing point between the part that's in the Azara that has Kedusha, to the part of the room that's outside the Azara that does not have any Kedusha. So the Gemara says, "Mahe hoyu mishamshes." What do they do with these four rooms, these four lishchois? Ma'arov is deroimis. He's the southern west side. He hoysa lichchas tli korban. The way the Bach says, it should be tli a korban, tloi korban. That was the room where they put aside the tloyim for the korban hatomid. So this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, where was that room for the tloi korban? Was on the ma'arov is deroimis. And before we had that, Muna told him, go to the Tle, go get a Tle Melishka's Beis Atloyim. And the Gemara the year before said, Hoysa b'mitzoya tzvoynis marovis. He was on the north west side. And here we're saying it was on the south west side. So this is going to be the stereo. Where exactly was that room where they kept the Tloyim? Then the Gemara says, and another room there was Dremis Mizrochis. He's the south east side. He Lishka shoyi oisin bo lechem upon him. That was the room where they used to make the lechem upon him. And Mizrochis Tzvoinis, the east on north side, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Bo Gonzo Beit Chashmonoi Avnei Mizbech, that's the room where the Beit Chashmonoi hid the Avnei, the stones of the Mizbech, Sheshiksum Malchei Evdu Kechovim, that the Goyim uprooted it. Rashi says, Sheshiksum Malchei Evdu Kechovim means, Shehektiru Oleho Lavoides Kechovim. As the Greeks, they used it to mimakter for their avodah zara on it. The midrash katoni belishchas atloyim shubimarovas roimis. But I call upon this the kasha. Here it says, where was this lishka, this room where they kept its loyim? It was marovas roimis. And before we learned, it was tzvoinis marovas. And Moravita says that tzvoinis marovas. What was the room that was on the tzofen on the north west side? Bo yordan lebeis hatfila. That was the room that used to go down to the Beis HaTfila. So I call upon him, this is the stira, and the Gemara is asking now, where exactly was that room, the Lishka, where they kept it Tzloyim? All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're up to, we'll start over again, Daf Tes Vov Omed Beis. And near the bottom part, the three quarters down. To start again, Tanan Hosam. We learned over there, Mishnah in Tomid. That Omalehem Hamamuna, the one that was appointed to take care for the, Rashi says, who Asgan, he was Asgan, the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, he used to take care of the Korban HaTomid in the morning, and he used to say, Tzu veheviyu tle milishchas beis hatloyim. Go and get an animal, go bring a tle, a small sheep, for the Korban HaTomid. So Rashi, veheviyu letomid, yemilishchas hatloyim, and he used to tell them, bring it from the lishchas hatloyim. Rashi shoya tloyim shom uvukorim kritnan ein poichsin mishisha tloyim ham uvukorim balishkas hatloyim. He always had at least six animals ready to be used for the korban hatomid that was checked out beforehand. So now the mishnah over there, the Gemara says now, v'haloi lishkas hatloyim hoysa b'miktsoya tzvoynis marovis. V'haloi Rashi says kumoy means to say v'rehi b'mokim pleni. The Gemara is explaining where exactly it was. Where was this lishka? Where was this room that they had the tloyim? That was the miktsoya tzvoynis marovis. That was on the north west side. That was on the top right side, the north or marov side. The arbo lishchoyis hayisham, and there were really four rooms there, one next to another. Like we'll see later, this was on the big Beis Hamoikad. The whole big like room was called the Beis Hamoikad, and on all four corners of it, they had four small rooms. Each one was called a separate lishka. So this lishka on the Dorim, Marav side, that was the one where they had, on the Tzvoinis, on the Tzofen Marav side, on the north, west side, that's where they had this room to keep the Tloyim in. Now, the Abol Lishchoyes Hayashon, there were four rooms there. Achat Lishchas HaTloyim, one room they kept the Tloyim, the animals for the Korban HaTomid. The Achas Lishchas HaChasumis,
One was the room where they had the receipts. If you wanted to buy from the Beis Hamikdash flour or shemen for your mincha, for your karbonis, you used to pay money and get a receipt. That was called the chesonis. The achas lishchas Beis Hamikdash. One was a small room where they had the fire burning the whole time to keep the kahanim warm, since they used to walk barefoot on the marble floor. The achas lishcha she'oisin bo lechem aponim. And one room there they used to use to make the lechem aponim. That were these four rooms. So Rashi says, b'miktsoyat tzvoynis marovis, shobesh hamoikat, of this big room where they had the fire there, the tzofen, the north, west side, shohoya traklin godel, it was a very big room there, v'yomasikin boy meduros gdurlis, in this big room they had a lot of fires there, lischamim shomakanim, shochim yechofim arispas azorva shoya shoshayish, v'yomiktsoyseh lishchas psuchais tiktumiais, psuchais latraklin. That was this big room, in the middle they had a lot of fires, and on the sides of it, on all four corners, they had small rooms, small lishchois there. So it's saying now, this lishcho, where they had the tloyim, was on the tzvoynis marovis, on the northwestern side. That's what it says in the Stam Mishneh Mesechta Tzomit. Vayet lishchos chasomis, that's where they got the receipts. And Rashi lishchos beis hamukid, Rashi says, lishcho katano, shekruya beis hamukid, upsucha le beis hamukid agodol. That was a small room that was opened up into the big room where they had the big fire. And another room there was shoyisim balechem aponim shobeis gormoi oisin shom meis lechem aponim shoyushom. And then the beis hamukid psucha lo was opened up. Oh, this goes on next. So the kitzur, what we have so far is the stam mishnah in Tomei that says these four lishchois, which lishcha, which room that they had the tloim in, they had it in the tzvoynis marovis on the northwest side. For the gemara minu, I have a kasha from you now. I have a kasha from the mishnah in Midos. That there it says, Abo lishchois hoyu lebeis hamukid. Hey, this big room, the beis hamukid, had on the four corners of it had four small rooms. Kiktuniyos habsuchas letrakten, like a small room opening up into a big palace, into a big room. Now shtayim bakodesh, out of these two rooms, two of these were like on the left side, was more towards Durham side, was bakodesh, was in the azar, it had kedusha. Ushtayim bachoil. And two of them on the right side, on the southern side, it was outside the Azara, it was Bechul, but not in the Mokum Kodesh. The Roshay Pisposim Amavdilin Ben Kodesh Bechul. And they had pieces of sticks in between to divide up to know exactly where the Azara starts, where it's Kodesh, and where it's outside, where it's only Chul. Umahoyim Mishamshais, what did they use with these four Lishchais, these four rooms, what did they do with them? So it says like this in the Mishnah in Midas, that Marov is Dreimis. On the west-south side, he hoisa lishchois tlei korban. This was the room that they had the tloy and the animals for the korban atomid. This is the stira. Here it says it was what? On the marovas droimis. It was on the west-south side. And before in the Mishnah Tomid it says it was on the west-north side. This is the stira. Vaita. Now here Midas explains all four corners. The next corner was